This is NPR.
And hello again, everybody. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez lost a close one yesterday in his country's constitutional referendum. Voters turned down proposals that would have strengthened Chavez's rule, such as letting him stay in office longer and run for re-election as many times as he chose. Chavez was gracious in defeat, noting his loss of 51-49% was actually a victory for democracy.
Final de fotografía.
That's what I call a photo finish, Chavez says. Only about 57% of eligible Venezuelan voters cast ballots, but opposition activists were thrilled with the results. Sunni lawmakers in Iraq have agreed to end a short-lived boycott of parliament. They were annoyed when their leader, Adnan al-Dulaimi, was briefly put under house arrest. The Iraqi government says he was detained because one of his bodyguards was found to have keys to a car bomb near his office. Al-Dulaimi's son and about 30 other people were arrested. His confinement has now been eased. Al-Dulaimi has been moved to a hotel across the street from the Iraqi parliament building. And then, he says, he plans to go home. Congress is coming back to work today, but briefly. The House convenes at 2 p.m. this afternoon Eastern Time. Lawmakers are being urged, perhaps begged, to deal with the looming alternative minimum tax. The program was originally designed to better tax more wealthy Americans, but it's increasingly hitting the middle class. It's estimated some 20 million Americans will now pay an average increase of $2,000 by April 15th. Democrats have argued they can only fix this problem by cutting something else because the national deficit will go up. It is a snowy, icy mess out there in some parts of the country. At least 11 people are known dead from this weekend's past winter storm in the Midwest. One of the victims who died was a member of Purdue University's ice hockey team. Hundreds of airplane flights have been delayed. A plane skidded off the runway in Des Moines over the weekend, and now that storm is headed for the northeast. New York State Trooper Mark Bender is warning motorists, take precautions.
Be prepared for if there is an accident, you know, have flares in your car, a warm blanket, that kind of stuff, a cell phone, so that if you get off the road that you can actually call for assistance.
And investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board want to know why an Amtrak engineer was going nearly 40 miles per hour when he collided with a freight train in Chicago. 70 people were hurt, none of them seriously, when the two trains struck each other. Investigators say right now they have no idea what happened, but they're looking at a data recorder similar to what planes have and at a video feed of the accident from a nearby videotape recorder. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, from my lonely, cold, little perch in faraway D.C., back to you.
Thank you, Corva.